Hey, it's me, Quinn.
And me, Dakota.
And we just want to let you know that Reductress has some amazing shows coming up that you have to go see in person.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Okay, Reductress is live at the Comedy Store in LA on Monday, January 16th, and we have incredible guests. We have Amanda Seals from Insecure, Ray Butcher from Take My Wife, Eliza Skinner of The Late Late Show, Teresa Lee, Sabrina Jalise, Dolce Sloan, and it's hosted by Paige Weldon. And you might be thinking to yourself, with a lineup like that, how could I even afford it? But guess what? Tickets are 15 buckaroonies. That's practically free.
Wow, that's like nothing.
Yeah, it's practically free.
We'll also be at San Francisco Sketch Fest on Tuesday, January 17th with Jenna Friedman, Faith Choice, and a ton of special guests, hosted by the one and only Samantha Ruddy.
Also, if you think we're done, we aren't. Buckle the heck up. On January 18th, the editors of Reductress will be reading from our new book, How to Win at Feminism, at Green Apple Books on the Park. Check out howtowinatfeminism.com for more info.
We'll also be live at Punchline in Philadelphia on February 8th. You can find information on all of these at reductress.com/events. So go to reductress.com/events and get them tickets, girl.
Get them, girl. Open wide, it's
mouth time with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Dakota.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths.
Yeah. Boing, 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 boing.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
Our New Year's resolutions.
Vision boarding your way to a better you.
High impact workouts that make you go, oh my God, ow.
And the editor of Gland magazine, Dax Stepanov.
Oh my God, I'm such a huge fan. I can't wait to hear.
It's Gland.
It's Gland.
It's Gland, bitch.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and pictures.
We're the only ones with pictures.
We love pictures.
Smile. Okay. So, 2016 is over and it was bad.
It was terrible.
Okay. It was, I mean, I think that everyone can agree that it was just like a soup's bad year.
Yeah. Like the whole country is definitely like in mourning over this year because it was so bad.
Yeah. I mean, how could we forget when my boyfriend Chab got psoriasis?
Oh my God. Well,
he thought he had psoriasis, but he didn't have it. It turns out he just was cold and needed a sweater.
Oh my God. A psoriasis scare is like terrible.
It's terrifying. It's because so one minute you're like, this is me, this is my life, and the next minute you're like, I might have a skin condition. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My whole life is altered.
Yeah. And then you got a sweater and you're like, that's so weird, I was just cold. And then you go to a doctor and the doctor's like, that's not even a symptom. And you're like, well, tell that to webmd.info.
yeah, like I'm always like, tell that to the internet, doc.
Yeah,
where did you get your medical degree?
Yeah, totally.
A real school?
Yeah.
What's that about? Well, my 2016 personally was really bad because I went on a new birth control and it made me crazy.
It did. It made you nuts.
I disappeared for 3 months.
That's true. And it was all because of your birth control.
I was like, where did I go? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, where did I go?
You were under my bed for a lot of that. But
oh my God, what?
Yeah, you just like went under there and you were like, every time I touched you, you were just like, I'm burrowing, bitch. And I was like, I'm going to let her be because she's PMSing.
Oh yeah, I do vaguely have like a vague memory of being like, I'm hibernating, you whore.
Yeah, you said that a lot.
Was that to you?
You said that to me and you also said it to my cleaning lady. I sent her in there because I was worried you were going to be violent.
Was I?
Yes. Okay. I had to get a new cleaning lady and I'm being sued. I think I'm going to settle though. That sounds like fun.
Oh my God. I would love to settle.
Yeah.
I'd love to settle a great lawsuit. 2017 for me is all about settling some major lawsuits.
I think that's sweet. I think it's so cute when people are just like, Oh, we're settling.
We're settling.
Yeah, they're like, we could take it to court, but we're going to settle. Yeah.
And you know, like with me, it's like when it comes to court, for me, it's all about what happens out of court.
That's like your thing.
Yeah.
You're like, take me to court, someone. And then the minute you get there, you're like, actually, can we take this outside?
Well, I have this new app called Suitor. And it's
does it help you find a good?
It just helps you file like random lawsuits.
Oh, it's not the one that helps you find a suit.
No. Oh, it's that's not that one that Suitor.
Oh, but what about the one? What about the one that helps you find like a boyfriend, like a suitor?
That's Suitor with no.
I'm so bad with technology. That's why this is your job and not mine.
I honestly like don't even know like how you're able to get up in the morning.
Well, that actually brings me to one of the hardest things for me of 2017 that was kind of one of the more political things that everyone kind of dealt with around November-ish, which is I found out I'm missing a kidney and no one can explain why.
Oh my God, that is so farked.
Yeah, it's farked up.
It's really farked.
It's farked up.
You have no idea where I'm at.
No.
Did you try checking on me or bad? Is it possible you're clean when you took it?
That is so rude for you to accuse that she would take my kidney when I have like countless jewels that she would obviously spring for instead.
For me, the worst part of 2016 was obviously Hillary, my new cat, who totally sucks.
She sucks.
I hate her.
She's awful.
She ruined my whole year. She's so bad.
Okay. One of the things I really don't like about your cat is she like her ears.
Yeah.
Bad ears.
They're really bad. They're really small and they can't hear. It's because she was punched. Not by me. Oh my God. I didn't punch my cat.
Who punched her?
I don't know. Some like rando. And then she ended up in this like shelter and I got her and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be so good because I have this like punched cat. And honestly, she sucks.
I think it's really brave that you're willing to look at a punched cat and say, I don't care that you've been punched.
I wanted to be one of those people who like had a rescue cat. And like,
you can't get a rescue cat out of a cat that hasn't been punched.
No, like, I swear to gore, like they only had punched cats at this place.
What? Is there a specialty?
I don't know. It wasn't like really a shelter. It was like this brunch place that also has cats.
Oh, I love that. Wait, where did you go for New Year's Eve?
Oh my God. I had the craziest New Year's Eve. I went to John Lennon's memorial in Central Park.
Oh, do they do a thing for him there?
No. I just like had to get out of my apartment, you know, because you know how like I live in Times Square.
Oh, you do? Where?
Inside an Elmo costume.
Oh my gosh. I've stayed there before.
Wait,
I've Airbnb'd an Elmo costume.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I am crazy.
I wonder if we were like there at the same time.
I don't know. The Elmo costume I stayed in was like pretty big. I might not have seen you.
Yeah.
But I also would be pissed if you were there because when I rented the Airbnb, it said that I had the whole house to myself.
Oh,
and
weird.
I've been burned before.
Yeah, I've definitely been burned by Airbnb. I stayed at a house and I lit too many candles and I got really burned.
Ugh, that's the worst.
I burned my eyebrows off.
That should be one of your New Year's resolutions. No more eyebrow burning.
I know. The truth is, like, I can't be trusted around candles. And that's just something about me that I know.
Okay, so speaking of, like, New Year stuff.
Yeah.
I have to ask, did you make any
New Year's resolutions? Oh, my God, I knew that's why you're going to ask.
You knew it.
I totally did, because you know I love New Year's resolutions, and I always make about 100.
Yeah, we, like, make some as an office. Like, for example, the office this year is vowing to eat more meat.
Yeah, I love that. Like, we're we're not eating enough meat at all.
We need to eat meat. Every meal.
Also, we're all trying, and this is like something that I feel really, really strong about. We're all trying to talk less and tweet more.
Talk less, tweet more. TLTM.
Yeah, that's how you say more.
Yeah.
Is what they say.
Also, a lot of people's voices are really annoying.
Yeah, so annoying. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I definitely want to stop dieting and just like go on a weight loss journey. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it's all about like the journey, not about the destination. We're also finally repealing and replacing our itchy winter skin.
Bye bye.
We have no plan for how we're going to replace it, but we're sure it's going to work.
Also, we're doing bullet journals. We're organizing our lives and stuff like that. So it does take 8 hours of the workday to bullet journal, but at the same time, it's like we're getting so much done.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's but amazing. Most importantly, and this is so exciting.
It is so exciting.
We're all vision boarding our way into the new year.
Oh my gosh. I guess. Okay. So I love vision boarding. I think it's so important.
I do too. I'm like so excited. So if you don't know what a vision board is, it's an interrogation technique simulating the experience of drowning.
Is that what it is? Well, that's what it could be to you. Yeah.
That's like the definition of vision boarding.
Well, for me, it's like, I go through magazines and I see things that look familiar to me, usually like oceans, beautiful sinks, you know, stuff like that. And then I put them up on a cork board.
That's so interesting because like for me, I think it's like a form of torture that's used to like get secrets out of our enemies.
That's
vision
amazing.
Vision boarding.
That's so brave. Wait, vision board me.
Okay, hold on. Let me put this napkin over your face and pour water on your face.
Dakota.
Tell me your secrets.
Okay, I think that I want to get a horse this year. Another one.
Oh my God, vision boarding totally works.
I love it.
Yay!
Okay, here at Reductress, we don't just use our mouths to talk and ears to listen. We also use our eyes to read and our face to write. So we're going to talk about one of our favesy articles from our website in a segment we like to call
The Mouthwash. This article is called Why I Stopped Calling Them the Alt-Right and Started Calling Them My Brother's Friends.
Okay, this is one of the more serious articles we have on our website because it is... Language is so important.
Yeah, like language is really important because it's what you use to tweet and to Facebook.
It's also what you use to be like,
hey.
Or like, huh?
Yeah, it's like language is what you use when you go, hey. Anyway, like, so the thing about like being alt-right is that it's like usually kind of like, sexy and hot and like they wear really good clothes and like there are lots of like features articles about them that I've seen on the internet.
I love to read a profile of someone that's just about like how good they could fuck and then you realize but they're only gonna fuck Nazis.
Exactly. Like the thing is like at the end of the day like you can call them alt-right or whatever, like you can make up a fancy name for them or like schmah. But like at the end of the day like they are My brother's friends.
Yeah. One thing about like calling people things is like it's really important to call people by what they really are. Yeah. Like when people like sometimes people meet me and they're just like Quen. And I'm like, no, it's pronounced Quen.
Yes. Oh my God. That happens to me all the time when people are like, hey, Dakota. And I'm like, no. It's the home.
And that's branding, bitch.
Yes, that's branding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I guess the moral of the story is like, yes, the alt-right, they're Nazis, whatever. But they're also relatives.
Yeah. And don't date them. Because
you should not.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to date a Nazi, but it's even harder to date your brother's friends.
Ox.
Hashtag conflict of untrust 2017. Okay. So it's a new year, which means it's time for a new you.
Yay!
And nothing says new you better than a high-impact, high-intensity workout at the trendy studio that charges $85 a class.
We're huge fans of barre and spinning, but these new workout trends are the hottest new ways to punish your body for being a body.
I mean, okay, what's your, like, go-to workout?
Well, like, I love this new workout called Trench.
Oh!
It's like... It's really cool. It's like you just go and you dig a trench with your best friends and then you lay in the trench. And the laying is the most important part because it's like where you get all the benefits of the workout.
That's amazing.
And it feels so amazing.
That is something that someone who grew up in the woods would really love.
Yeah, like I feel really soothed when I'm in a trench.
I love the Olympics. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's amazing. It's like, it's this workout that you pay for. It's, you compete in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard at first, but then you get to fly on a plane.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So, you know how, like, I'm obsessed with bar?
Yeah.
Where you, like, do kind of ballet-inspired workouts at a bar?
I love to be inspired by ballet.
I love bar so much, but, like, I'm recently getting into this other thing that's kind of like bar, but it's called BART.
Huh.
And it's kind of inspired by ballet, but it's more so inspired by your childhood ballet teacher, who was this woman named BART, who told you that you didn't have the body for dance.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love this when it's drowning.
Oh, my God. Yes, drowning.
Not sure what it is. But it sounds fun.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of it and I was like, how elegant.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
Honestly,
I love the limbs.
Very similar to vision boarding. Have you tried Glim Glam?
What's Glim Glam?
Okay, Glim Glam is where you put on makeup, but the brushes are like so heavy.
Oh my gosh. You're I love Glim Glam.
You're like, time to put on my eyeshadow.
And you're like, oh.
Also, like, if you're somebody who's really into apps like I am, there's this really amazing, cool new gym app that I'm so into.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't have a name, and it's like in beta. So it's like a little, like, you can't really tell what's going on. Mm-hmm. But like, every day it just gives you the coordinates for a trash can and you just go there and you throw $175 in the trash can and that's your workout.
I think most of my friends do that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I've been doing it for over a year, honestly, and I love it. But I hear that they're raising prices again, which is such a bummer. It's like, do we at least get new trash cans, you know?
Yeah, I heard that too, but I think it's going to be the old trash cans, but you just have to throw more money in them.
Ain't that the truth.
It's so fun, though, to just, like, throw a bunch of money in a trash can and then just go, like, eat a burger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ding dong, hello. We have launched something new at Reductress.
That's right. We've relaunched Shop Reductress so you can shop for more shit made just by us. Reductress.
Look, just trust us on this. Go to shop.reductress.com to see just a few of the fucking amazing sweatshirts, tees, mugs, and other hot garbage that you can just put all over yourself.
Honestly, if you doubt us, check our Instagram.
Check out our new swag today and just be like draped in Reductress.
Trust us. You're going to want to be draped.
Okay. I'm so excited because today we're talking to Dax Stefanov. He's a lifestyle editor at Gland Magazine, and he's here to talk to us about the hottest men's lifestyle trends.
Oh my God, I love Gland Magazine so much. I'm so excited to have you here.
Hi.
Thank you, Dax.
Welcome.
Hi, Quinn. Hi, Dakota.
Hi, Dax.
It's crazy to have you here because...
Oh. Daddy, are you okay?
Excuse me. I choked a bit on my throat. Mm. Anyway, I just think it's so crazy to have you here because, you know, we really are always talking about women and it's just crazy to have someone here talking about men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gland Magazine is sort of like the other side of the lifestyle coin to you guys at Reductress.
Definitely.
But yeah, ever since I've taken up my post, ever since my name has been on, you know, the masthead, I've really infused and injected this great, terrifying, horrifying lifestyle element to men and the men's lifestyle.
I love that.
Sorry, yeah. I was trying to be more eloquent, but you know, I just
don't bother.
Words are my bread and butter, and sometimes you run out of bread and butter. You gotta go to the grocery store.
You gotta go to the grocery.
That's so true.
I love that. I assume that that's true for most people.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
Sometimes I run out of bread and I just eat the butter.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Get your triglycerides in.
You have to get your triglycerides.
Okay. So, I mean, we've never met. Weirdly,
no.
But a lot of people from Reductress date employees of Gland.
Yes.
So yeah. I feel like we have a lot of muchies.
Right.
We're kind of like cheerleaders and you guys are like the football players.
Yeah, I think that's totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, our offices do... I'm sorry.
Our offices do
share, the same building office sort of business park.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're a little... bike ride away from you guys.
And we don't own bikes.
Oh, right, right, right.
So we like to say that we're a little bit of an amble. We have to amble over.
Yes, yeah. I see all the reductress ladies amble over, and then in between bushes and little nooks and crannies throughout the park.
It's cranny, bitch.
It's cranny.
We kind of do this thing where we amble over, and every time we think we hear a rustle,
you hide. But then you know what? And I'm just gonna say this. I think that there are a lot of little quick nooner, you know. Some nooners going on in the park between our employees.
Here's the thing. One thing that Reductress employees kind of forget is that you guys have windows. We aren't allowed.
Yeah, we aren't allowed to have any windows.
So we forget that you can kind of see us ambling, nooning, you know, things like that out in the office park. Yeah.
We're on the 17th floor. We sort of get, you look like little ambling little ants.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Little ambling voles just fornicating in the bushes.
So thank you so much for saying that.
We gotta know, like, you know, you're kind of up in the sky. You got windows.
Yes.
So we gotta know, like, what do you see? Like, what are the must-haves for men right now?
Wow. Well, you know what? I think 2017 is gonna be the year that the stigma of cosmetic surgery for men is going to, you know, just fade away. We're gonna see the market is wide open for men to, you know, even get a taint bleaching. You don't even see that for men. And why, I ask.
And that's a basic surge.
And that's not even a surge. You're not even going under the knife for that. You know what I mean?
No nip, no tuck.
No nip, no tuck.
So you think that, like, every guy at the bare minimum should, like, have their taint bleached?
Should have their taint bleached with an incision, if it makes sense.
What would the incision do?
You know, promote blood flow, reduce future inflammation.
I love that.
So just, like...
How much does that go for?
Yeah.
You know what? If you go to the bleaching spot that I go to, which is just in this fancy, like, boutique alleyway, it runs at about I would say, like, $50 per square inch of taint.
Oh wow, how many square inches?
Yeah, what's the average?
I have a wide swath of a taint. It's about, I would say, 10 square inches.
Wow.
You know how 10 is a square number?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I love math.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, that's and you're exactly right, Dakota. That's the bare minimum of what men should undergo this year if they want to be up on the beauty trends.
Wow. So that's, like, something, because, you know, sometimes, like, we have some male readers who are like, from a woman's point of view, like, what do you think men should be doing to make us more desirable? And I'm going to tell them, open up your taint.
Yes.
And fucking
for people who get it bleached. But how big is my taint? I will want to say that one square inch is about the size of a postage stamp.
And I have 10 postage stamps of an area of taint.
Is that? Yeah, you've got a 10 stamp taint.
That's what, you know what? I love that question.
Mail you to China, 10 stamp taint. You can go all the way.
Here's a care package. The area between my scrotum and my hole.
Eat it up.
Your man sounds so cute.
I know, that's so cute. My vagina is 2 envelopes wide.
Wow.
Yeah. And my hole my hole is like one of those, like, hard FedEx envelopes.
I love that.
With the little strip that you peel off.
That you peel off, and it has that.
Yes. You know what? This is so good to hear, because I've always just thought of my hymen as a piece of bubble wrap.
No.
Only my husband can pop it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Pack me up.
Wait. Oh my God, Quinn. And now I know we haven't met before. This is the first time we're meeting.
Have you
gotten married to Jab since, you know, the podcast began?
His name is Chab.
Chab. I thought it was Jab.
I'm, like, so offended right now, but I have to keep my cool.
Here I thought I was a Mouth Time super fan.
Honestly, you still are. And honestly, if I met someone named Jab, who knows what I'd do.
Ooh.
Hashtag meow.
Ooh. Well, anyway, the you know, yes, surgeries are in. Injectables are in.
Injectables? Oh my God,
like,
what's
in your
that?
Face?
Well, you know, there was that big bagel head trend craze a few years ago.
Oh, I don't know if I remember that. What's the basil head chart?
So a lot of these Canadian youths were injecting some sort of saline solution into their heads in the form, in the shape of a bagel on their forehead.
I love
this.
That
is true.
You gotta get your starch somewhere.
Exactly. And it just, it gets absorbed into your system and in circulation. But you know, that sort of faded away, but then now it's due to make a huge comeback this year.
Oh, bagel head is back.
Bagel, not necessarily bagel head.
Oh, just injectables.
Just injectables.
I'm worried. Like, I would never do bagel head because I try to not do too many carbs.
Sure, I understand. Well, anyway, you know, just let me just share with you guys some of the big quick hits.
Please do.
Quick hits.
You know, you can, some injectables include, but are not limited to gout.
Oh.
Straight up uric acid crystals.
Oh, like gout.
Like gout into your big toe.
Oh.
For stinging pain.
I love some standard gout.
Standard gout, right. So standard gout, but this is just synthetic gout that we put into your toe, men's toes and women's if they want.
We don't.
Right. Okay. Well, you don't, but you know,
sometimes
case
you
by
have
case.
To just let a man's trend be a man's trend, you know? Like,
I
don't want to be wearing the same gout as my boy, if that'd be cray.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is that? Like, what does that do to the toe? Like, what is the experience like for a man to have gout in his toe?
It's hyperinflammation.
Okay. Does it hurt?
It hurts so bad.
Great.
I've gotten it done at least once every full moon.
Oh.
It feels like a little demon is biting on your toe, on your tendon. And you know what? It's all the rage. I'm telling you, you guys. That's the
pain
forecast.
Pain is gain. What else? What else should we be looking for in 2017?
Well, stone babies. Have you guys heard of stone babies?
No.
Let me tell you, there's a fascinating medical story to this. A 90-year-old Brazilian woman went in for an x-ray. Doctors found a 40-year-old calcified fetus inside of her.
Ooh.
And look, now everyone says, I want a stone baby in me.
And this is something that men can do.
That men can do. It's, you know what? It's a mold of a stone baby. It's not a real stone baby, so calm down.
I'm not calm.
Well, let me tell you, this will calm you down. You can just get it surgically implanted into your thorax, into your abdominal cavity.
I love that.
Wow, that's so cute. That's
amazing.
Want a stone baby. That's something that I could get behind.
Right.
I wonder if I have the lifestyle that can support a stone baby.
I know. You're so right. Also, glad to hear it's not a real stone baby, because obviously the implications of that, like, stone is really rare.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The people who make the stone have to be treated very well as workers. They have to be unionized, or else I won't accept a stone baby.
I think that's very brave.
You're so moral.
Thank you. Now, you know, besides injectables, there are a bunch of other great trends on the horizon. Do you guys love face masks?
Love.
Yes, well, listen up, men. This is for you. Try a cheese mask. You put a single layer of Kraft Singles on your face, and then you wait for your pores to absorb them completely, and just don't even touch them until
How
your
long
face.
Does that take?
Usually about 7 years for it to decompose, and then just sort of make it soluble for your skin.
Wow. I have been wondering what all those cheese face boys at the bar were doing, but now
yes,
I get it.
They want a moist skin, moist cheese face.
Worth it.
Yeah, it seems like something like that would definitely be worth it.
Right.
7 years of your life is like a blank.
It's like swallow a piece of gum while you're at it, and it'll come out at the same time that the cheese goes in, you know?
Yeah, that is an experiment that I have personally invested some time in.
Yes, and how are you doing?
Well,
how did the experiment go, I should say?
The experiment has yet to pass.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you get it? Because I haven't pooped it out yet.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I think I got
but
it.
But I will.
Some medical humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love medicine.
Well, anyway, those are the big, you know, big things on the horizon.
That sounds so cool. I'm so glad that, like, things are finally happening for men.
Yes. It's our time.
Yeah. It feels like it's finally, like, 2017 is like the year of the man.
I think so. You know, this culture we're in just has really silenced and minimized us and our beauty standards.
Ugh, yeah. I'm sorry. I just started thinking about culture. What a trip.
Yeah, culture is like so crazy.
Okay.
I think culture is always with us, but not always conspicuous.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
Thank you.
Okay, so those are like some like new trends. But what about like some age old issues?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, your boy can't get a clean shave or something like that. Like, you have any tips or tricks?
Yes. There's this thing called face threading, which is exclusive to men or women with facial hair, but you get it threaded, you get it waxed, you get it, you know, licked up by little leeches. You can do any of those things at Visage, which is just this face salon for men only, but you know, for women too. I'm trying to be inclusive here. This is really hard.
I can tell that you're trying.
It's like your efforts are noted and appreciated.
Thank you. I detect a tone of resentment from you, Dakota.
No, like I don't resent you.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, that's the answer for you. If you're having trouble with a clean shave, men.
I wasn't asking about me specifically. Chab actually doesn't grow hair due to
Jab.
His Dutch.
Oh, Chab.
Is Dutch ancestry. Yeah.
Yes.
Job is like what I do. Chab is who I do.
I see.
Does that make sense?
There's something that I've been wondering. What if you want to make a cocktail for a man, but his masculinity is like super fragile and you don't want him to feel too fruity?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Like most cocktail items are now just basically edible, drinkable, consumable fragrances.
Huh. Wow.
Like top, middle, and base notes. So I just spritz in a little bit of, you know, spice balm, gray vetiver, mm-hmm. You know, Chanel, into like a little glass of bourbon or something, and then that's a cocktail for you that's both masculine and elegant.
Spritz,
and
spritz.
Yeah,
spritz,
that spritz. Sounds like so masculine.
Did I say spritz of bourbon?
A little spritz of bourbon.
Is that what I said?
I think you
said a little glass of bourbon.
A little glass of bourbon.
I actually don't remember. My memory is incredibly short because I had a procedure.
Oh, see, but good. There's nothing wrong with that. Men, procedures, get them done. And Quinn, you're doing great, right?
Sorry, what was the question?
Post-op, don't worry about
it. I have a bad short-term memory. I had a procedure.
I see.
She did. I actually had a procedure to make my memory longer.
Oh.
And I'm now, like, you know how, like, that thing where, like, we only use 10% of your brain?
Yes.
I actually use almost all of it.
That's amazing.
It's the thing I don't like to talk about.
Wait, it's the memory expanding operation?
Yeah.
Wait, that's the one where they take a slice of elephant brain, and because an elephant never forgets.
Mm-hmm,
they put it in your brain.
I would honestly rather not be an elephant than never forget something. And that's my own truth.
You would rather be an elephant?
No, I'd rather not be an elephant.
I see.
You're worried. You don't like the idea of being like super big and the size of an elephant.
I don't want to be gray. Why must I be gray?
That's so true.
I totally understand.
I want to be able to just walk past a puddle and not have to snort some water up and then bathe myself in it.
You wouldn't be able to resist the urge.
If I was an Ellie, no.
Exactly. Well.
My life is hard as it is.
Okay, wow. So, like, how many cars should a man own depending on his relationship stat?
Okay, men of all relationship stati.
Yeah.
Should never get a car, only get a yacht mortgage. And that's it.
You shouldn't have a car. You should only have a yacht.
Should only have a yacht or, you know, a little, what are those called? Central consoles.
A yacht.
A yacht.
How do you get to work if you work on land?
Well, you apply for a job on a pontoon and you go to work on your yacht, get off at the pontoon, and then you work a 6-hour day with a 2-hour lunch break, and then you go back to your yacht.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I guess that makes a lot of sense since in the future we're all going to live in the middle of the ocean.
Oh my God, who told you?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
But she remembers who because of that elephant brain procedure.
Remembers what? Wink. I'm just kidding. I remembered that. I don't forget everything. I'm not dumb.
That's so funny.
You're so random.
Sorry. Guilty.
Okay, so no cars, just yachts.
No cars, just yachts.
And you have to work on a pontoon.
Yes.
That sounds like a huge sacrifice, but one that I would force a boy to make.
Yeah, I would love to work on a pontoon because I love the word pontoon.
Yeah.
Pontoon.
Pontoon.
Pontoon. Pontoon.
Pontoon.
Pontoon.
Pontoon.
I'm obsessed with the word pontoon. What are you obsessed with?
I am.
Docks.
I am obsessed with this new little coffee maker. It's like a giant Mazorco espresso machine, but instead of giving you an espresso shot, it just dumps the grinds into a giant bowl, and then you make a little sculpture out of it, and then you put the sculpture in your mouth and eat straight up grinds.
Whoa, what does it do with the espresso?
Yum, yum. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess espresso machine is a misnomer. It doesn't actually make an espresso in like liquid form, but it just dumps. It's a dispenser for grinds.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Are they wet or are they dry?
They're dry grinds.
Oh.
Dry grinds.
Dry grinds.
That actually sounds pretty good.
But I have to say it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It takes up about, you know what? I'm bad with numbers. So
like
instead
how many like postage stamps?
It's like, I would say 50 postage stamps
long.
Wow,
five taints. Five Zach's taints.
Five taints. Two and a half taints, you know, like deep, so 25 postage stamps.
Okay.
And then I would say three taints tall.
Oh, so it is pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have room for an appliance in my house that's three taints tall.
Right.
I live inside an Elmo costume in Times Square.
You live in it?
I live inside of it.
What are the amenities?
A gym. And
a bathroom.
A bedroom.
Wow.
Two living rooms.
Where would you put your three taint tall pontoon?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know. In Elmo's mouth.
In Elmo's mouth, for sure.
I got confused about what you just said. I thought you called it the almost mouth. And I was like, it is almost a mouth.
No, that's like what I had when I was born. An almost mouth. And they fixed it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They fixed it with surgery.
Yes, honey.
Yes, honey. Guys, get this new Mazorco grind dump.
I would honestly love to eat some dump grinds.
Yes.
Dump you know eating. How I feel about dumps.
Yes, I do know how you feel.
I love all sorts of dumps.
It's what Dakota's always saying. Dump me in and dump me out, but don't you dump me round and round.
I'm always saying that.
Is that a song lyric?
Yeah, it's that song that's like, dump me in and dump me out, but don't you dump me round and round.
Oh,
yeah, it's so good.
Okay.
It's by Lil DJ Dump.
It's a theme song in some ways. In other ways, it has nothing to do with him.
It's also very different.
I saw him at the Met Gala.
Oh.
He was wearing a giant brown costume.
Of course.
Well, that was the brown year.
That was the brown. Is that when did he perform?
He performed and then he went into that Egyptian tomb. That's in that huge
room. Oh, the Temple of Dander.
The Temple of Dander. And then
I have a really big memory and a smart brain.
Nice. And then he let out a giant wet fart, but no one saw it, but we could all hear it echo through the hall.
And that's how you become the star of the Met Gala, baby.
Yes.
No sacrifices. Give me a wet fart.
I love DJ Lil Dump so much.
He's very
His song is like,
performer.
Dump this, dump that, dump that everything.
On my hat.
Yeah, yeah, he's like...
Gosh. And I always, when I was a kid and I heard that song, I felt so sad because like my huts were so expensive and someone dumped on them, I would feel so sad.
No.
But it's still such a good, the beat is so good because it's like, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's just a classic dump beat.
Yes.
Okay, we actually, because like our like publications are so similar, we have a question about one of the columns in your magazine.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We love the columns.
Which one is this?
The one that's called, the one that's like the fuckable girl of the day.
Yes, fuckable girl of the day. Yeah. It's one of my favorite columns. Back when I was just a lowly features editor, I said, let's do it. And then everyone said, okay.
They said, we want to see girls we want to fuck.
Yes.
How does a girl like get that on that page?
Yeah. Do you apply or what?
You apply, and then we from the pool of names, we Google image search, you know, secret, like NSA style MacBook front facing camera shots of you.
Oh.
And then we measure, all your, the distances between all your orifices. And if any of those ratios hit the golden ratio, then.
Which is 2.5 stamps.
Which is 2.5 stamps, 1.618. of inches long.
Uh-huh.
We, you know, you move on to the next round, and then we keep, the algorithm just keeps filtering down until it gives us about a week, of a week long lineup of girls.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
Do you think I would be ineligible because my vagina is so big?
I don't know. It doesn't have to do with your vagina. It has to do with how much of a taint face you've got.
Exactly.
A taint face?
Yeah, you know, how many taints make up your face.
Exactly.
Oh. Measurement wise.
Right.
I get it. That makes sense, because I've heard that like evolutionarily speaking, when a man looks at a woman, he's thinking, how many of my taints can fit?
Actually, Dakota, yeah. I want to do this right here, right now. I have with me a picture of my to scale taint, and I want to measure the distance between your eyes, your nostrils, and your that's almost
why
mouth.
That's why we find butterflies so attractive, because they're like symmetrical taints.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, go ahead. Put your taint on my face.
The picture of my taint, I should
yeah,
say.
Yeah, no, like,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And one taint.
To that, okay.
One taint, two taint, red taint, blue taint.
Blue taint, okay. And then from the from your
that's a poem I wrote.
Septum down to your lip.
Dump, down. Oh.
Let me do the math.
Okay.
Dakota.
Yeah. Total taint face.
Total taint face. You would be such a fuckable girl of the
oh
day.
Oh my God. This is so exciting. I never thought of myself as a taint face, but this is huge.
You are a classic beauty taint face. Taint face beauty, I should say. Quinn.
Taint face beauty over
put
here.
Don't that taint anywhere close to my
face. Oh my
face.
God, Quinn. Okay. Don't you want to know how taint your face
just
is?
Scraped cheese off of it.
Ooh. Well, fine. I won't, but I think just by eyeballing you, I can say you're yes. A taint face if we're measuring from the base of my balls, which is just as a little bit, it's like 5.5 stamps big.
I don't know. I don't want to be too blunt, but I would like to say that maybe she taint got what it takes.
A taint face and a taint punter.
Well, you know what? I don't even mind if I'm not a fuckable girl of the day, because I don't even know what day it is.
Wow.
That's like a really good point.
Thank you.
You're an inspiration.
That thank disqualifies you and removes you from the conversation, which is great.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay, I've got to know. Who combs your hair?
Yeah, who does it?
I have this little woman who has just little tiny bones.
Mm-hmm.
She's about 6 feet four.
Oh,
six
wow.
Foot four.
She's huge.
She's just little.
Tiny.
But in an existential way.
But huge.
Metaphysically, she's
how big's
small.
The comb?
The comb is about four taints long. And then
how many taints wide?
Oh, well, it's a comb.
It's, oh, so like
it's
one.
A fraction of a taint. So a tenth, I would say.
Oh wow.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So she you know, just combs it every day. She puts some argan oils in, and
I think
know,
it's amazing that you don't comb your own hair.
I don't. I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse to. You know why?
Why?
Because there's a stigma of men having giant but little women combing their hair with a four taint long comb.
But very fitting comb.
That's so true.
That's
I've
a
seen
stigma.
It in so many movies.
You yes. are breaking down stereotypes, and
absolutely.
I love that about you. This is why I've always been so inspired
okay.
by you.
Thank you.
A dick that says, I'm in the band Jane's Addiction.
Mm.
I love dicks that say that. Because I'm like addicted to me. You know?
Yes.
Okay, what about contact lenses for men?
Wow. I would say especially if they have those nice antique like Warby Parker tortoiseshell frames. It's just like a little stroke around
a tortoise ring around your pupe.
It's a ring around your pupe.
That sounds really cute.
Yeah. That sounds so cute. Spice up your puke.
Spice up your puke.
Okay. What about pico de gallo?
Oh, yeah.
Those little tomatoes.
In.
With onions.
Right. In, as long as it's pica. Pikachu de gallo. I don't know.
I won't follow up. I actually won't follow up on that.
Please don't.
I understand. Like, it's bringing it into, like, the 21st century.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, this is a biggie, and I really need to know whether this is in or out, because for me, this is huge. But Vincent D'Onofrio.
In when there is, when Men in Black is on TBS.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's often.
He's that crazy man.
That is like a great example of like a Vincent D'Onofrio film that every time I see it, I'm like, oh yeah,
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Here he is.
But he does actually.
He's in a Law and Order, isn't he?
He was in Criminal Intent.
Criminal Intent.
Yes.
But I think we can all agree that prime Vince D'Onof is Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket, sure, but
and D'Onofrio.
Yes, and what?
You said Vince D'Onof, and I said and D'Onofrio. You can't just take half of him away. The other half, you're going to be like, where'd it go?
Where'd it go?
Where'd it go?
Where'd it go?
I'll Vincent tell you where it
D'Onofrio.
Went. It went
to Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
Uh-huh. Okay, I've got one. In or out? Fisting.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Fisting, you know what, is out. New trend, ankling.
Oh. Get away from my taint.
Get away from my taint. Get your ankle in my
ankle play.
Hole.
Ankle play.
Ankle play.
Get your ankle in my hole. Wow. Yes. Okay, what about sluts? In or out?
I'm going to say it's a wash. It's still the same as it was last year.
Okay, great.
Okay, what about lumberjacks? In or out?
Oh,
out or in?
You know what? I'm going to say in because Axes had a bad year last year, but I think they're going to come back, especially when we, militarize everybody in middle America. They're going to buy up all the Axes.
Good for you, Lumberjays.
Yeah, yes. I'm really excited for my brother and his friends that all live in the woods. They love Axes.
They'll be armed.
Okay, what about underwear?
You know what? I say this year, try a jockstrap. Everyone, even no matter what your gender is, try an Andrew Christian jockstrap.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try
That's
one.
All I'll have to say about that.
Okay. Just two more.
Yes.
What about in or out? Out or in? True love.
True love. You know, I want to have a simple answer to this question. It's just in or it's just out, right? But really, all I can say about true love is that I truly love my taint.
Oh my God, Dax, you have a single tear traveling down your face.
I'm very emotional.
Oh my gosh, let's end it there, you know?
Okay. Wow, that was so beautiful.
Thank you.
We just have one final segment. I forgot the word for sengi. That's how bad my mem is.
Oh my God, you need to get your mem on track.
Get
for
my
the
mem
new
on
year.
Track, mommy. Okay, so Spilled is just where we talk about the type of stuff that we're up to. Dakota, what's going on with you?
Oh my God, so I'm going to film the inside of my intestines and put it on Periscope. All those doctors who said you need a special camera will honestly eat their words, because I have deep throated enough that I can finally swallow my phone.
Oh my God, congrats.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I guess my plug is that I'm going to be going to sleep like 15 minutes earlier tonight. I also just like never turn the volume on my phone to silent, so please don't text me.
I love that you live on the edge.
Yep. I'm an edge lover.
Yeah.
Dax, what about you,
Dax? Is there anything you'd like to plug?
I'm going to stick my face in a giant bucket of designer whey protein and hope that just rounds out my face a little bit, so it gives me that nice parabolic neckline.
I love a good parabola.
Yeah. That's all.
Amazing. Well, thank you everyone so much for listening to Mouth Time. We wanted to just give a little shout out to all of our listeners and let you know that we actually got a new office mini pick, and we want you to pick its name. So tweet at It's Mouth Time with your name ideas, and the winner will receive a free Reductress tote bag.
Also, tune in next week where we all call up our moms to say, F you, ya bish.
F you, ya bish.
F ya. Dax, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Remember, we're just across the office park. Please, please come
and
amble over. We'd love to have you. Look at the windows.
No.
Oh.